very visible, and they said, we want to do this, but if I put this up here, this group is going to be upset with me. If I put it up here, this other group will be happy, but then this other group will be upset.
This is Darian Sahanaja of the Brian Wilson Band, and you're listening to 90.7 FM, WGXC Accra.
Do you have 17 cents a day to support a platform for many diverse voices to have their say on the local airwaves? Just 17 cents a day, a monthly $5 recurring donation, can help keep local youth on the air at WGXC 90.7 FM. Your monthly sustaining support will keep the airwaves full of music from around the world and around the corner. WGXC needs 500 sustaining supporters to make sure there is one spot on the dial where the community can have access to its own airwaves. Make your pledge today at wgxc.org/donate and do your part to protect an important source of local news, information, and entertainment. With just 17 cents a day, you will do your part to protect your favorite frequency. Become a sustaining supporter today. Go to wgxc.org/donate now.
WGXC is made possible in part by the generous ongoing support of Tunstall Studio Publishing of Craryville, New York. WGXC's sustaining supporters are among the station's most dedicated listeners. They care deeply about creative community radio, and their investment helps to sustain WGXC as a public platform for information, experimentation, and engagement in Greene and Columbia counties. You too can become a sustaining supporter by going to wgxc.org.
Yes, 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 beloved. Sometimes we have to speak over ourselves. We have to have a conversation with ourselves. Sometimes we have to look in the mirror and say, hey, you, I'm here for you. I believe in you. You're going to be all right. Sometimes we just have to speak over ourselves and encourage ourselves in the Lord. I'm having one of those mornings, beloved. I tell you, I walked 5 miles yesterday in the March for Jesus in Schenectady. And when I got in yesterday evening, every part of my body was sore. All I could do was go to sleep. All I could do was get me some rest. And I woke up this morning in the middle of the morning and did some work and went back to sleep and woke up again feeling not refreshed, my usual refreshed self. So I'm encouraging myself this morning. Yes, I am. And I'm going to be all right. We're going to be all right because you know what we do? We bring music to you, music for the mind, the heart, and the soul. And when it's ministering to you, it's ministering to me too. So I'm glad about that. And I'm here, not by myself. I'm here with our friend, Randall Martin of Martin AV Services, our co-host on the Tuesday afternoon show on first and third Tuesdays, and host of the Tuesday afternoon show other Tuesdays, doing that thing solo. How are you, Mr. Randall Martin, this morning?
I am well. I'm proud of you. You walked yesterday in Schenectady 5 miles. Okay.
Yes, sir.
For Jesus.
I've been doing it. I've been doing it annually. Of course, nobody was walking this time last year. We thank God for how far we've come. But I said, wow, this is the first time that I've been sore and stiff after this walk. And my mind said, yeah, this is the first time you've been this age, too. So it might be starting to catch up with me. But they had a van with chairs in it for the seniors, you know. I'm not that senior yet, so I didn't hop in there. Well, praise be to God. I look forward to our march in September. And, you know, we just do the 2 miles from the top of Warren Street down to the waterfront. So it's not that bad, you know, looking forward to that.
Yes, wonderful. Yes, and everybody weather. Should come out for that.
Everybody should come out for that. Yes, beloved. If you love the Lord, come on out. It's a day of Christian organizations and ministries, and we have music, and we come together in unity, and we have free food and free, you know, giveaways and the word of God and songs of celebration. It's all just high time in the Lord at the beautiful backdrop of the Hudson River Waterfront Park. And it's just wonderful to interact with the folks standing by on the side of the street. Just a wonderful time. So, yeah, we're looking forward to that September 25th. And this Schenectady March always gets me pumped up and revved up for that, too. So, yes, beloved, we are encouraging ourselves this morning. We are giving ourselves support, confidence, and hope. How about that? Ain't nothing wrong with that. It's all good. And we got more good for you. Hey, this is National Friendship Day. So to all our WGXC friends, donors, sponsors, underwriters, supporters, and visitors to the station, hi, all of y'all, and welcome. We love you. We appreciate you. And thank you so much for being a friend to our station and a friend to our program. And we're going to do what we do for you is bring you that music. Yes, we got 5 songs back to back, 27 straight minutes of music for the mind, the heart, and the soul. We have coming up after Encourage Yourself, which was a project done by Donald Lawrence and the Tri-City Singers. We have coming up, you know, I'm going back to church. And in my ministry this morning, I was singing Holy, Holy, Holy. And one of the old saints, the mother, she said, she started singing with me. She doesn't do much. She started singing with me. And I said, oh, mother, you like that song? And she said, yeah, that's the old songs. So that was a song from the hymn book. So praise God. I was feeling that this week. So I have four old school church medleys lined up. Going to take you back to them days, beloved. And if you weren't in those days, then you can just join in there with us now. We have Little Country Church Medley by Kelante Gavin. And this is such a talented young man. He was discovered on YouTube, beloveds, and he's been putting out hits. And he's just 22 now. I think he just got discovered at 15 or 16, and he's just doing it. But he has a little church medley, all them old-time hymns and songs that we sing in church. And then LaShawn Pace has her church medley. And then Sister Lewis has her church medley. And then Courtney Richardson has his church medley. So we're going old school. We're going back to church this morning. And then we have after that, Sister Beverly Crawford with He's Done Enough. After that, beloved, I will be back with a spiritual social commentary for this week, this Sunday, the first Sunday, the first week of the eighth month of this year. Can you believe it? I hardly can. We are 8 months already into the year. But praise be to God, we're still here, and God is keeping us alive. Enjoy the music, and be blessed.
Man, I don't know all these old school songs and stuff. Like, I hook you in. I'm country. Take me to D-flat C-sharp, dog. We like Black Keys. We like Black Keys. Stuff like, I'm a soldier in the army. We went to the same church. To the same church. You know, I'm a soldier in the I'm a soldier. Let's go, let's go. Everybody clap your hands. I got about 2 minutes to let this go. Y'all ready? They would sing this, mom. I don't know why they would say. They would say, if I die, let me die in the. I'm like, why would you say that? If I die, let me die. Yeah. If I die, let me die. Sunday morning, everybody clap your hands. I feel churchy, I feel quartet. Yeah, everybody clap your hands. I'm gonna ride it, I'm gonna ride it, I'm gonna ride it, I'm gonna ride it. Stuff like that, and I didn't understand the songs, and so another song will come out of the blue. Some of y'all may not know this, you may. They will say, something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. I told you, something on the inside, working on the outside. Oh, what a change in my life. And then we'll do it. Everybody clap your hands. Moving around, clapping my hands and jumping. And I'm like, bruh, these songs are really, really good. So somebody will jump up and then you'll hear another one like this. It will say, living, he loved me. Come on, church, hey. Freed me forever. One day is coming back. Glorious day. Living, he loved me. Da-da-da-da, same thing. Very caring man. Free me forever. Come on, y'all. One day. Let's go, agape. Here we go. Everybody clap your hands. I'm going down memory lane. Forget what you've done for me. You say what? Jesus, I'll never say how you what? Oh, Jesus, I'll never forget. No, never. I said, God, you're so good, God. Come on, church. I said, God, you're so good, God. I said, God, you're so good, God. I said, God, you're so good, God. Last time, yo, everybody clap your hand. Clap your hand. Now, the devil's in between them. Clap your hand. Everybody clap your hand. Stuff like that. I didn't, you know, since this is our first time we on a date tonight, so I was gonna go in. I said no.
We're gonna take it back the way I remember church, Maurice. 11:37, Avon Avenue. Y'all call it praise and worship now, but can I do it just a little bit? Here we go. Put your time.
Somebody's have you. Any river that seems uncrossable, have you. Any mountain that you can't tunnel through, go.
If you have a mountain you can't get through, you hang on in there. You don't quit in the dip. Nah, sir. Nah, ma'am. You stay right here. There's a bright side somewhere. This is Pastor Kim, your perpetual optimist, and you're listening to WGXC 90.7 FM, Acre, Hudson, and Catskill, New York. WGXC.org on your smart device or computer, or worldwide over the internet. Yes, beloved, there is a bright side somewhere. You hang on in there. We'll be right here for you.
Of affliction, and the doctors, they've done all they could do. Diseases. Just look at somebody and say, he will do. Need your faith to rise up right there. Think about your situation and just say to somebody, he will do what no other power can do. Everybody ought to hold to his hand God's unchanging hands. Where is the church now? Oh, hold to his hand God's unchanging hands. On things eternal, I see your auntie. Build your hopes on things eternal, and hope. I know it gets hard sometimes. You gotta learn to hope. Don't you ever let go. He's not gonna let go of you, so don't you let go of him. Get a good grip and hold to God's unchanging hands. Everybody ought to hold his hand. God's unchanging hands.
Everybody ought to hold to God's unchanging hands.
Look at somebody and say, ho. Say, ho. And y'all have a seat. Little song just simply says, if he doesn't do anything else, he's already done enough. Bishop Brown wrote this song for me. Hallelujah. Oh, we going home, y'all, old school. Yeah.
Yes, yes. I give him praise. I give him glory. I give him honor. Yes, I do. Oh, if you knew what I've been through, I guess you could say the same about you too, right? Yes, beloved. If he never did another thing, he's done enough. But God is so good that we know he's going to keep on being there, blessing us, helping us, cheering us on. Amen. Picking us up when we fall down, dusting us off and turning us around. I'm just grateful to know God that way and to celebrate him today. I want to share some of my thoughts. And I think it's been a minute. I hope it's been a minute since I really talked about the COVID situation, because I want to talk about that for a couple of minutes this morning. And in the context of even a word of God in Ecclesiastes, the book of Ecclesiastes, chapter 3. You know, we've been following from a distance, no pun intended, but we've been following the Tokyo Olympics and you know, the reports of COVID cases there. Certainly, looking at keeping up somewhat with the reports of the outbreaks around our nation with this new variant, the Delta variant. And I believe there's another variant of it that's out there now as well. Different things that are popping up, different symptoms and risk levels and hospitalizations and deaths occurring. And, you know, some people on one side of the vaccine argument and in full force and totally committed to that view. And then there's people on the other side, the same level of commitment. And I wonder if we're ever going to be able to come out of it and even be a united nation again. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. So for me, if we're going to see a way through, Jesus is going to get in the mix. He's going to do something to help us more mere mortal-minded people get past this. As a species, humanity has gone through so many evolutions and elevations. So I have my optimistic hat on and my hope that we're going to be able to do this too. But I want to share from Ecclesiastes chapter 3, just a couple of verses there. It says, to everything there is a season and a time, to every purpose under the heaven, a time to be born and a time to die, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted, a time to kill and a time to heal, a time to break down and a time to build up, a time to weep and a time to laugh, a time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to get and a time to lose, a time to keep and a time to cast away, a time to rend and a time to sow, a time to keep silence and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time of war and a time of peace. Cycles, beloved, to everything there is a season. And you know, this scripture first came to me. I was thinking about Lady Simone Biles and, you know, her time at the Olympics as well, and her decision that we consider courageous. I'm one of those on the side of it being courageous to decide, you know what, I'm off. I'm not on my game. I can hurt myself. I can hurt my team. And so I'm going to step back. You know, there's a time we have to know. What's the brother's name? I could see him just so well. You got to know when to hold him and know when to fold them, know when to walk away and know when to run. You got to know your times and the seasons, beloved. And, you know, I think I had some notes on and how I looked at Ecclesiastes chapter 3 when this pandemic first hit us, and looking at the variation of seasons that are talked about in Ecclesiastes 3. a time to be born and a time to die. There's a beginning and an ending. We may not see the ending in sight right now, and that's for various reasons. Some believe, and many make the case, and that it's because of not reaching that herd immunity. People who are seriously against getting vaccinated and therefore at risk, and in fact are the highest number of people who are getting sick and even dying. But, you know, if there's a beginning, there will be an ending, a time to plant and a time to pluck up that which is planted. And, you know, in those past 18 months of this pandemic, we've seen how things that have been planted in the past, some of our systems and institutions, our way of doing things, just got plucked up. The 21st century, in this 21st year of the 21st century, seems to be a time where things that were planted in our nation, in our foundation of our nation even, are beginning to be plucked up. Many of those things that have been woven into the fabric and fiber of this nation that were not healthy or righteous are being pulled up. And different people have different perspectives about that. But since I have the mic, amen, I'm bringing my perspective, okay? Yes, it is a time. We have seen in this time that there was a time of building up systems that will work for the masses right now. You know, people are saying, oh, America is changing. But look at what it has been. The haves have been getting more and more, and the have-nots less and less. Was a season for quite a while where if you were an employer or a business owner, don't get mad at me. And if you're not that person, then you won't get mad at me. But there were a lot of companies and businesses all around our nation. I have family and friends all around the nation going through the same thing up until recent of the pandemic. And it was like your employers, bosses, managers were so brutal and so cold and inconsiderate of their employees, and you know, making you work double and triple just to get a paycheck, and well, be glad you have a job was kind of the attitude. And but now, amen, the pandemic seems to be pulling that up, and now employers are being more considerate and concerned for their employees, and employers are beginning to give employees the kind of wages that they're work really requires, really demands, really supports. And that's a good thing. And things are being put in place, I believe, that are helping the masses as opposed to the old time where it was helping the few. There's just so many analogies as I read Ecclesiastes chapter 3 in terms of this COVID pandemic being a time of delineating between what was and what is going to be. But the thing of it is, it still lies in human hands. Are we going to learn from these verses, learn from this human virtual experience of the scripture coming and unfolding right before our eyes? That there's a time and a season for everything. There's a time, and this is a season, beloved, for some serious reflection, serious change. And it's good to see, in my view, where good changes are happening. I'm out of time. I was only just beginning to hit the tip of that iceberg, but I feel that I am running out of time because we want to minister unto you with music, with a message too. But I guess if I want to wrap it up, I want to say that, you know, there is going to come a time at the end of time as we know it. Revelations 21 and verse 4 says, there's going to be a time, beloved, where God will wipe all the tears away from our eyes. There shall be no more death. There shall be no more sorrow. There shall be no more crying. There shall be no more pain, for those former things are passed away. Beloved, I love. We don't have to wonder what's going to be in our eternity. We know what won't be there, and it'll be those things. So until then, from here to there, we just have to maintain, keep our eyes on the Lord. He's the bridge over troubled waters, and he's the way that God has made for us to get to that place. And so it's a season of change, a season that a time past has come to an end. Let us look forward, not look back. Forward ever, backward never. That's what I say. Anyway, this is Pastor Kim, and I am your perpetual optimist. And I tell you, there's a bright side somewhere. It's right here with me at WGXC 90.7 FM, where we do bring you my spiritual social commentaries, but also music from our friends in the gospel music spectrum to bring you music to minister to your mind, your heart, and your soul. Well, we're coming back. Yes, we got more of that. And next up, let me see what I do. What did I do? I think I erased my playlist for you. But thank God, Randall's got it in queue. So I know it's something good, beloved. Amen. I'm flipping through screens here and then flipped away from the playlist. But Randall, you do what you do. You know what we got. And then I'll be back with my last comment.
I just wanna say thank you.
He just wanna say thank you.
get all of the praise. You get the honor, God. We want to say thank you. Yes, we do. Beloved, I pray that you will take care of yourself and your family, your community. Do what you need to do. Do the hand washing. Do the mask wearing. Do what you need to do. I'm a pro-vaxxer. You know, do what you need to do. We can get this thing behind us. But any event, whatever comes, we know that God has sent his son, and he's going to take care and get us through. Till we speak again, remember never to forget. God loves you. I love you too. Don't quit in the dip. There is a bright side somewhere. Happy birthday, August babies. Until we speak again, beloved. Ciao for now. One more song. Bright sunshine. You are the sunshine in my life, Lord. Yes, you are. This is the Clark Sisters, beloved, taking us out.